Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello everyone and welcome to the May 2026 Qigong session. I'm not quite sure what happened to the other 4 months of the year, but we have arrived in May and I think it is probably officially spring now. Definitely some more spring-like weather. So this evening, what I'm going to be doing is half of the Shibashi set one. So it's the first 9 exercises. So Shibashi just means 18. And there are, I think, 10 sets of Shibashi. I know 2 very well, 1 and 2, and I know 3 a little bit. I'll be learning that over the next year or so, I think. So I'm going to do half them tonight, and the first 9, and I'm going to do it as an intermittent flow. So by that, we mean what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing 3 exercises, then we're going to be stopping for a little bit and just noticing whatever's arising in your body. You may want to do some movement, you may not, and that's fine. And then go on to the next 3 and the next 3 sort of thing. So before we go any further, we'll make a start on a warm-up, just a gentle warm-up as always. So just literally just tapping your head. You can do this standing or seated, this whole session standing or seated. And any leg instructions I give or any stances I give with the legs, you'll for the most part probably ignore. You can move your legs slightly if you want to, but if you're seated, then you won't need to. Just moving from your head down to one of your shoulders, tapping one of the shoulders, doesn't matter which one because we're going to be doing both. And then swapping to the other shoulder. Tapping down the inside of the arm, going all the way to the fingertips if possible, and up the outside of the arm. And then just repeating that a few times. One more down and up. And then swapping to the other arm and doing the same thing down the inside of the arm, to the fingertips, up the outside of the arm, back towards the shoulder. And then just repeating that a few times. One more down and up. And then just tapping across your chest. It's really good, actually, if you're feeling slightly congested with the lungs, it's quite nice to tap this lung area. Going down the torso towards the stomach area. And towards the lower abdomen, the lower dantian, that big energy center that we have. And then we're going to go down the outside of the legs. Going down as far as feels comfortable for you. And coming up the inside of the legs. Big knee bend, and that's fine. You may not, and that's also fine. So just get away from leaving your own range of movement. Doing one more down and up. And then just rubbing the backs of your kidneys, or sorry, the lower back and your kidney area with the backs of your hands. Just dropping your hands down. I'm just going to start working the spine. So we'll start with the head and then we'll work down. We'll do some shoulders and some spinal work as well. So just doing a gentle head circle. It doesn't have to be a big circle. Very gentle, like just opening up the cervical vertebrae at the top of the neck. Doing one more in this direction. When you come back to center, just changing direction. Moving back to center after one more. Then we're just going to look from left to right, turning our head from left to right. Repeating that a few times. One more each side. And then just taking your left ear towards your left shoulder. And if you want to, you can hold your right shoulder down with your left hand and just give yourself a nice stretch across the right-hand side of the neck. Just going to hold that for a few seconds. Going back up and then swapping sides, doing the same. So right ear to right shoulder. And coming back up. I'm just going to do a few arm movements just to get the shoulders warmed up. So we're just going to push our hands forward, bring them back towards our body, and then push them up into the air, and then back down again. So forwards, back to the body, up above the head if you can, and back down again. If you can't go above the head, then just go as far as you can reach. We'll just do two more of each. When you finish that second one, just bring your hands down beside your body. Now we're just going to do a gentle twist. So this is really nice for waking up the spine. So sort of the thoracic, the lumbar regions of the spine. A few more. And then very gently just coming back to stillness. Don't want to come back too suddenly, just come back really nicely and gently. And then we're just going to do some hip circles. So you can either have your hands on your lower back or on your hip points, whichever feels comfortable for you. We're just going to do some circles in one direction. They don't have to be big circles, just making them safe within your own range of movement. It is a warm-up anyway, so it's nice small circles. Doing one more in this direction, going back to centre, and then changing direction. Doing one more in this direction and coming back to center. And then just bring your feet together with your hands on your knees and then just do some knee circles. Or your hands should be just above your knees or either side. So you've got your thumbs just above your knees and then the fingers are on the outside of the knees. Just doing one more in this direction and then changing direction. One more, coming back up, taking your feet slightly further apart again. We're just going to do some ankle circles. Now you can take your foot totally off the ground for this, or you can leave your toes attached. It is a bit of a balance, so if you're not so sure about your balance, then just maybe going somewhere that's quite close to a wall or to a kitchen bench or to a back of a settee or something. So you can leave your toes on the ground if you want to. But with whether you're having your toes off the ground or on the ground, we're going to do six one way, six the other way, and then swap legs and do the same on the other side. So I'll just use my own and I'll use mine as the catalyst, as it were. So just doing one more and then swapping directions. Doing one more and then coming back down that foot. Make sure you're nicely balanced before you lift the other foot up or lift the heel of the other foot up. And then doing the same on the other side. Six in one direction, changing directions, and then six in the other direction. Both feet down. So I'm just going to finish with a very gentle scrunching. So bringing our fingers in towards our palms and also bringing our toes back in towards the foot. So just going to scrunch them a few times. We don't often work, well, the fingers are often work when we're writing or typing or what have you, but we don't often work our toes. Do one more. And then just noticing how your body is. Okay, we said at the top of the session, the start of the session, we're going to be doing half of Shibashi set one this evening, and we're going to do it as an intermittent flow. So intermittent flow is part of the five-phase routine. So phase one is just gathering yourself and just entering that state of zen, that really calm state. Phase two is the exercises. Phase three is known as the energy flow, also known as flowing breeze, swaying willow. And what we'll be doing is repeating two and three times. So that'll get us through all nine. We'll do it, move from two to three, phases two to three after the third exercise. Then we'll go to a consolidation, which is a period of stillness and just really feeling the chi and what have you. And then we'll finish with a closing sequence. Right, so let's get yourselves into Wuji. So if you're seated, then you can ignore this. But if you want to stand at some point, then yeah, just listen in. So just having your feet between hip and shoulder width apart. If possible, having your toes facing forwards. If that's not possible, having them in a way that feels comfortable for you. So there's no tension in your body. So maybe turning out slightly, maybe turning in slightly. Just allowing your spine to be nicely elongated. Bring your arms forward, just letting them rock back. There is a sense of space between your arms and your body. Just allowing the crown of the head to be facing the universe. Bring back down to the ground again, making sure you're nicely connected to the ground through kidney one, through the balls of your feet. So we've got a connection with heaven or the universe, and we've got a connection with the earth. We're going to start with the commencement. So with the commencement, you're going to be bringing your hands out in front, palms facing down. You're not locking your elbows, so there's a nice, gentle bend in the arms still. When you're reaching about sort of chest height with your hands, just push them down again. Bringing them up. So your arms will be elongated out in front of the body and then taking them down. Coming up and going down. So I was taught, one of my students was taught this one. So if you pretend your hands are on a log that's rising up in the river or in a lake or what have you. So your hands are just gently rising up on the log, and then as you're gently pushing down, as you push the log back into the water. So bring your hands up and then pushing them down. So the breath, if you want to add it, is inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. So just doing a few more in time with your own breath. The benefits of this exercise are they just start to calm the mind, getting you ready for the rest of the set. Just doing two more. Just pausing for a breath. I want to broaden in the chest. So with broadening the chest, we're going to bring our hands out. Again, not quite so far out. The palms are facing down still. The elbows are closer into the body. And we're going to be turning our palms. They're facing each other. Then you get to about stomach level. Take your hands all the way out. Do you feel a stretch across the shoulder area and the clavicle area? Bring your hands back in towards the middle. Before they touch, just turn them down and turn to the starting position. So hands up. So your elbows are fairly bent. Turn your palms, so turn them so your palms are facing each other. Taking your hands out. So they're nicely stretched across the clavicle area and the shoulders. Coming back towards the center and down. Coming up, turning your hands, the palms are facing each other. Taking your hands out to the side. You feel that nice stretch. Bring them back in towards the center and pushing down. So before I introduce the breath, just try a couple on your own. It won't probably surprise you to know, broadening the chest, I mean, the benefits are to the lungs and to the heart. So the breath is up, inhale as you come up and move out, and exhale as you come in and push down. So there is another breath if you find that's a bit too much of a stretch on your breath. You can add a second breath in. So you can come up on inhale, out on the exhale, come back in on the inhale and down on the exhale. So whichever breath movement you want to do, the one breath or the two breath, and just doing a few more. So I'll give those two breaths to movement again. So the first one is inhale up and out, exhale back and down. Your alternative breath is inhale, up, exhale, out, inhale, in, exhale, down. So just see a few more, whichever breath you're using. And if you're getting confused with the breath, then just do the movement. The breath will follow. Interesting, one more. Pausing for a breath or so. Now we're doing painting rainbow. So with painting rainbow, we take our arms up either above our head with the elbows still bent, or if you can't put them above your head, just as far as you can get. So maybe to be in front of your head. So the idea is that one hand will be painting and the other hand will be stretching. So I'm going to be moving to my right. So my right hand is going to move down as if it's painting. And at the same time, my left hand is going to come over, or my left hand and arm is going to come over my head until I feel a stretch down the left side. My right arm is quite low down. It's not touching the body, but it's just painting down to the side. Coming back up to that starting position with both hands above the head or just in front of the head. Now the left hand is going to paint and the right hand is going to come over the head until you feel that stretch on the right side. Coming back up and doing the same now on the left side. So, sorry, on the right side. So the right hand is painting, the left hand is going overhead. Coming back up. The left hand is painting, the right hand is coming overhead or in front of the head. Just doing a few more. Now, introduce the breath in a moment. So the breath for this one is exhale as you paint and inhale as you come back up. Exhale as you paint, inhale as you come back up. Just doing a few more. Time your own breath. It can be quite taxing on the shoulders. So if you want to, just drop your hands and just sort of shrug your shoulders a few times and return. That's absolutely fine. If you just want to stop, that's also fine. But always work within your own range of movement. So this one strengthens the stomach and digestion. It also strengthens the heart and is known to boost, said to boost immune function as well. Just do one more on each side. Just dropping your hands down to the side. If you need to, either roll your shoulders a few times or just shrug them, taking them up towards your ears and just letting them drop. And then we'll move into that phase three, that energy flow. So flowing breeze, swaying willow. So you can move your body gently in a way that feels good for you. And sometimes my body does want to move, and other times it doesn't. And that's okay. You know, I know it's called flowing breeze, swaying willow. You can have that internal flow. The idea is if you're standing, you're in Wuji, then basically just trying to stay in Wuji, but if you feel you want to take your feet slightly further apart, that's absolutely fine. I'll be quiet for a few moments now. Transition back into Shibashi. Just if you're moving, and just very gently come to stillness. And then we'll recommence with the Shibashi. So the next exercise is circling the hands to part the clouds. You can do this in Wuji. You can also do it in horse riding. So if horse riding, your feet are slightly further apart, I mean technically double width of Wuji. And I find it's easier because you can also put a squat in with this exercise if you wish to. If you don't wish to, you do not have to put a squat in, but I actually quite like it with the squat. But as I said, this is not a traditional way of doing it. Traditionally, it is done your feet close together in Muji. So we're going to start by bringing our hands that start on the side of the body, bring them in front of the body at the arm's length, then cross the hands as you bring them up towards the chest, up above the head if you can. You're not extending your hands all the way, so you're still going to bend in the elbow, and the backs of the hands will face each other. So if you can't take them above your head, then just take them in front of your head, and you take your hands down each side. This is where you can put the squat in if you want to, going down to a squat or not as the case may be, then starting to cross your hands as you bring them up again in front of your body, bringing them overhead or just in front of your head, backs of the hands facing each other, and then taking your hands down and either squat or not squat, coming back up again. Hands overhead, backs of the hands face each other, arms out to the side, down in front of the body, coming back up again. Just doing a couple more without the breath. So for the breath, it's inhale as you come up, and backs of the hands face each other, and then exhale as you go down. Inhale as you come up, exhale as you go down. So just doing some in time with your own breath. Just doing two more. And then if you're in horse riding, just come up. You may want to shake your legs if you've been doing a lot of squatting. And then just pausing for a couple of breaths and just noticing whatever's arising. It's one of the reasons we pause between the exercises is just to notice whatever's arising for you. Now we're doing an exercise called pushing to the diagonals. Actually, before we do that, because I didn't actually say what the benefits for the previous exercise are. The previous exercise benefits the heart and lungs, clears the head, but it's also good if you're doing the lower body bit as well. It's also good for strengthening the legs as well, if you've gone to the squats. So as I say, pushing to the diagonals is the next exercise, which is said to alleviate headaches, migraines and eye pain. So what we're going to be doing is, it's a bit like a freestyle or a front crawl. So we're going to push one hand out, doesn't matter which hand. Push one hand out, palm facing outwards. And at the same time, the other hand goes behind the body and arcs over as if you're doing a freestyle or a front crawl. And then you've got two alternatives. You can just brush one thumb over the other, or you can brush the palms over each other. So it's entirely up to you. I have seen it done both ways. One is a metal exercise, so the thumbs going over each other activate the metal meridians, which are lung and large intestine. And the other, doing palm over palm, activates the secondary fire, so heart governor and triple warmer. So whichever version you're doing, so pushing one hand forward, taking the other hand back. It is also traditionally done in horse riding, but it can be done in Ouija. And obviously, if you're seated, neither of that applies. Pushing one hand forwards, taking the other hand back and bringing it over the shoulder. I'm moving forwards with that one as you take the other hand back. So the hand that comes over the shoulder is on the inhale. And as you push it forward, you exhale. So as you inhale, as you bring your hand over the shoulder and push forwards, as you exhale, as you push it forwards. So inhale, as you bring your hand over, exhale, as you're pushing it forwards. Just doing a few more in time in your own breath. And sometimes these movements can be convoluted, but just moving, just simply moving will get the chi moving. So the purists would say you cannot murder the form, but actually I think it's far better just to be able to move. And even if it's not supposedly the traditional way of moving, it's just nice to get the body moving. It'll get the chi moving. One more on each side. Coming back to Wuji if you're in horse riding. And then just dropping your arms about the side. Now we're doing rowing the boat, the middle of the lake. So with rowing the boat, we're going to bring our hands up, hands up by our shoulders. So the palms are facing forwards, but the hands are in a loose fist. And what we're doing with this one is we're going to pretend we've got our hands over an oar. And we're going to be pushing the oar forwards and down towards our knees and then coming back up. So the hands will go sort of slightly behind us. Behind the body and then up to the shoulders again. Pushing forwards, down, bring the hands back up, and then push forward. So your arms are doing a circle on either side of your body. So you push forwards, down, and then sort of coming slightly behind the body and bring your hands up by the shoulder. And you can do a bend in the knee as well. You can bend your knees slightly as you push forwards and go down. So you're like a mini squat. But if that doesn't feel comfortable, then just remaining relatively upright. Your knees are never locked anyway when doing Qigong, they're always unlocked. So it's exhale as you push forwards. Inhale as you come back up. Exhale as you push forwards. Inhale as you come back up. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. And this particular exercise benefits the kidney and the bladder function. And also balances the nervous system. Kidney and a bladder are two sides of the they're two meridians, but they belong together. They're one yin, one yang. Just doing two more. And then pausing, a couple of breaths. And then we'll go back to that energy flow, that phase three of the five phase routine. So flowing breeze, swaying low. Just doing what feels, what your body feels it wants to do, as it may well say. Just sway from side to side. Right now, just be very gentle. I just want to be still. The idea of this particular flow, this phase three, is to get the energy, the chi, to circulate, which can help the body heal. I'll be quiet for the next few moments. Very gently, we're back to stillness. We transition back to the Shibashi for the final time in this session. The next exercise is called holding the ball in front of the shoulder. So for this one, the idea is you're holding a ball. The ball in this case is a pearl, and the pearl is in the palm of your hand. So you're just going to push your hand out, keeping your hands slightly cupped so that your pearl doesn't fall out, pushing the hand out. You're not locking the elbow, so there's a little bit of a bend in the elbow. And then you're bringing one hand back. And then you're taking the other hand out. And coming back. Repeating on the other side again. And you can, if you want to, actually lift. So lift the heel. So if the hand's going out, so my left hand is going out, I'm then lifting my left heel slightly. And then coming back down. And then the right hand goes out on my left, my right heel lifts slightly. If you prefer, you can actually keep both feet grounded. This is obviously an element of balance once you lift your heel off the ground as well. So it's inhale up, exhale back. Inhale up, Exhale back. Inhale up. Exhale back. Inhale up. Exhale back. So just doing a few more in time with your own breath. This is said to support the organs of our body and also improve a sense of being present. Just a few more in time with your own breath. Doing one more on each side. And just bring the arms back to the side of the body and pausing for a couple of breaths. Now we're turning to gaze at the moon. So the idea is that our hands are the original, this is where I'm going to explain the hands bit. The original name for this exercise was the doe-eyed cow turns to face the moon, turns to gaze at the moon. So our hands are our cow's horns. So they're either side of our body, they're full length. So the arms are fully extended by the side of our body. And the idea is that we keep them roughly about body width apart as we go turn one way and then the other way. So I'm going to turn to the right. So I'm going to take my hands about body width apart, taking them up as if and slightly to the diagonal. And I'm going to be looking or gazing in the direction of the moon or turning my head in the direction of the moon, coming back down to the center and then turning the other way. Taking my hands up. And then back down. Obviously, you just turn, you use a twist of the body and your extension of your hands is working within your own range of movement as you move from one side to the other. Just coming back to the center each time, pausing for a moment. You know, thinking about letting the cow have a munch for some grass and then go back to the other side. So you pause for a moment and then you twist to the other side. So it's inhale as we twist and take our arms up. Exhale as we come back to center. Inhale as we twist. Exhale back to center. Inhale, twist. Exhale, center. Inhale, twist. Exhale, center. So just doing a few more in time with your own breath. As with the previous exercise, this is really good for the organs. It gives them an internal massage when we're doing the twist. And like the previous exercise, it also gives you a state of presence, of being present. Do one more to each side. And just dropping our hands back to by the side where we pinch. And the final exercise of this half of the Shavasana, so exercise 9, is twisting waist and pushing palms. So traditionally done in horse riding, that doesn't feel comfortable for you, then remain in Wuji. We're having both our hands in loose fists by our ribs, bottom of our ribs. And then we're going to be opening one hand, pushing it across the stomach, and at the same time, pulling the opposite elbow back. So I'm going to open my left hand. I'm going to push it across the stomach. So my thumb is still in contact with my clothes. So pushing my hand across from the left to the right side. And at the same time, pulling my right elbow back. And then coming back to center. So both fists are now by the ribs. I'm going to open my right hand, push it towards my left side, across my stomach, and then pull the left elbow back. Coming back to center. Opening the left fist, pushing it towards the right side, pulling the right elbow back, coming back to center, and then opening the right hand, pushing it across the stomach towards the left side, pull the left elbow back. And then just keep repeating that a few times before we add the breath. And although it's called twisting waist, the idea is that there is very little movement apart from your arms and your shoulders. So you're remaining relatively static. Your legs are static. Your torso is relatively static, as is your head. That's the version I was taught. I have also seen other versions where you do literally twist your torso as you twist. I think because I was taught the static one, that's the one I prefer. But if you feel more comfortable twisting slightly, that's also okay. So inhale as you push your palm across and put your elbow back. Exhale as you come back to center. Inhale, push. Exhale, center. Inhale, push. Exhale, center. Inhale, push. Exhale, center. So just doing a few more in time with your own breath. And the idea with this exercise is that it aids digestion, and that's that going across, you're going across the stomach meridian, and you're also going quite close to the spleen as well, but it's more about the stomach with this particular one. And it can also regulate bowel movements as well. We're just going to do one more on each side. And then coming back into Wuji, pausing for a few breaths. And then for the last time this evening, we'll go into that energy flow. We'll go into phase three. It's blowing breeze, swaying willow. But just moving in whatever way your body is telling you to move. I'll be quiet for a few moments.
We start to transition to what's known as the consolidation phase, which is phase four. And this is in stillness. So very gently, if you're moving, it's very gently coming to stillness. And you can have your hands on your lower dantian, lower abdomen area, or you can have them by your side. The idea is you focus on the lower abdomen. And then just noticing whatever's arising. Be tingling, maybe nothing, and that's absolutely fine. There'll be temperature to hinges. I'll be quiet for the next few moments. It's transitioned to the final phase, phase five, closing sequence. We're just going to start by rubbing our hands together, creating a bit of warmth in the palms of your hands. Placing your palms of your hands over your eyes, and your eyes are closed. I'm just going to tap your hands on your eyes and just blink your eyes open and close. Just dropping your hands down. I'm just going to massage the face now. So just taking the hands on the side of the chin and just massaging the face up the side of the nose and back down towards the ears. Going to do that a few times, going back up and taking our hands up our cheeks, up towards our temple, our forehead, and back down again. Do one more here, and then we're going to extend the massage. We're going to push our hands up and then go through our hair, over our scalp, down the back of the neck, around the neck, and back up to the face again. So up the face, over the scalp, down the back of the neck. And we're doing some more of this. If possible, just massaging your scalp on the way through with your fingers through your hair. Two more. And then finally, we're going to finish with 24 heavenly drums. So the idea is you put your palms of your hands over your ears, and you're going to either flick your fingers are going to rest on the back of the head, and you can either flick your index finger off your middle finger or just drum all your fingers together for 24 times. So I shall let you do that, starting now. And when you've finished,
just dropping your hands by the side. And then just noticing whatever's arising. I hope you've enjoyed this first half of the Shibashi set one as an intermittent flow. So I've incorporated the intermittent flow to the five phase routine alongside the Shibashi set one.